No, it's super good. And I like to do it just as an exercise. If you have never done this, do it. Do it a lot. And I'm finding the more I do it, the more sometimes I'll start out just kind of fumbling. And the most easy thing to access when you're just starting this kind of exercise, the easiest thing to access is very, very personal, intensely personal stuff. But as you grow in this thing, I think it's super important, guys, that you begin to think bigger. Okay, not just what he is to you personally, but you take that like who is God? Well, let me just put it this way. Like, I think it's super important to know the overarching plan of redemption that God has for the entire universe. You know, it's super important for you guys to sit and know, like, what is God's plan for humanity? Okay, obviously we know what went wrong, but how is Jesus the solution? Okay, you know, to what went wrong and what is so beautiful about Jesus. And I want you to be, you know, very, very specific. And as much as you can, especially in these kinds of things, force yourself to focus on who he is. Okay, if this makes any sense. Like if you just had to tell the story of Jesus, okay, what makes him beautiful? Well, you know, Lord, you left heaven. Like, you left throne, you left glory, you left perfection, and you humbled yourself, God. You were sent to earth. You became a baby, a human baby. You took on our very form. You took on our flesh, and you were born in a stable, and this is intentional, guys. Everything about his plan was intentional, about where he was born, who he was born to. As Bono used to say, the crap and the straw. He didn't say crap, but that's where Jesus was born, and who he visited. Lord, you're so humble. Your character is so humble. You appear to shepherds. You draw people who are astrologers to give you gifts. Okay, you're astounding. Your humility is astounding. The fact that you subjected yourself to parenting, like you humbled yourself to parents. You lived and walked among us. You showed us what love was like. God, you came and you healed everyone. You had compassion. You are our shepherd. You know, you get what I'm saying? Okay, Jesus is the most beautiful being on the face of the planet. You need to know Jesus inside and out. You're a worshiper of Jesus. And even then, you know, it's easy to access things like in your own heart. Like, what has he done specifically for you? Everything he's done for you, he wants to do for somebody else. What has he done for you? And not just the, I mean, here, the most beautiful thing in the world, but well, I don't know. I mean, but I'll tell you this, like, if you really begin to tap in this, you will tap into an endless flow of praise. You will tap into a vein, and when you step into this, the more you cultivate this inside yourself, the more you're given a chance to praise God, it will be an effortless thing. And I just say, the more you're in touch, part of Bethel's power is the only one, it seems, not the only one, certainly, forgive me, but one of the few that seems to be championing the fact that God wants to transform the universe. Like, he has a plan for redemption.